Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, a news that'll be a surprise to no one. House prices in Ireland are overvalued. They're 17% over expected levels. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times: house prices are overvalued by nearly a fifth. House prices are overvalued by about 17%, with the burden falling hardest on middle-income households. That's a new report from the ESRI. Just as we see, average rents for new tenancies have risen sharply to €1,839 per month. I'm not sure, as I say, that'll come as a surprise to people. If you're in the property market trying to get a house, you'll certainly feel that they're overvalued, and particularly when you have three-bed terrace houses in Dublin, sometimes going for well over €1 million, they would certainly be overvalued. Melania Trump isn't coming to Ireland, in case you were wondering. The Irish Times says there are no plans for Melania Trump to travel with Donald Trump on his state visit to Ireland next week. Her office has confirmed this, that she's not travelling. Of course, it's rare to see the First Lady with the US President a lot anymore, so she's certainly not making the trek to Ireland. She did travel for the state visit to Britain, so maybe that's her overseas travel done for the year. Irish Independent: rural counties now outperform urban ones for availability of the highest speed broadband. So the Indo says our cities are being left behind because rural areas now have better broadband access than cities. Rural areas better access than cities and urban areas in general. Westmeath and Longford now have Ireland's strongest broadband hotspots, and Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford all have less high-speed fibre broadband than rural counties like Kerry, Roscommon, Cavan, Tipperary and Offaly. Shocking story on the front of the Irish Sun. A girl aged 2 consumed cocaine at a house party. A court has heard she was rushed to hospital in a critical condition after ingesting cocaine at a house in Westmeath. A woman has appeared in court accused of possessing cocaine following the incident last October. Irish Daily Mirror: tragic Hannah was full of life. The Irish teenager killed in a car crash in Iceland was full of joy the night she died. This is Hannah Jane Large, among 3 people killed in the tragedy close to Reykjavik. Her mother said her last few days were the happiest of her life. The Irish Daily Star goes with the great plane robbery. This is the news that bandits have swiped more than 70,000 pints of Guinness from the back of 2 lorries in Cheshire in England. I mean, I know the price of a pint has got expensive, but this is certainly a bit extreme. British police say that 2 HGV trailers with more than 850-litre kegs of Guinness were stolen from the depot there. Works out at about 70,000 pints. There's a new TV show coming to RTE. The Irish Independent tells us RTE is doing a new drama series on Mr. Moonlight, the disappearance and murder of Bobby Ryan. It's going to be called The Murder of Mr. Moonlight, and this is the story of truck driver Bobby Ryan, who disappeared and his body was discovered nearly 2 years later. And he was known as Mr. Moonlight for his work as a part-time DJ. And Patrick Quirk, who was the brother-in-law of Mr. Ryan's girlfriend, was convicted of his murder at the end of the longest-running murder trial in the history of the state, and now we're making a drama out of it. One final story for you comes from the Mail, which is very interesting. Young people aren't buying cars anymore. It was a rite of passage for a lot of young people, but Gen Z have put the brakes on buying a new car, as they'd rather splash out on holidays and iced lattes instead. A poll of 1,000 adults aged between 18 and 29 found young people are turning their backs on car ownership. 27% unlikely to buy a vehicle within the next 3 years. Mind you, if bus prices keep going up, they might change their mind. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.